What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Welcome in to the first edition of Talking Out Loud for the 2025-26 season. Yes, we are back, maybe better than ever. I'm not exactly sure how it's all going to go, but we're back here nonetheless to try and do a show. I'm your host, Drew Westerheide, and I'm riding solo tonight after Dayton's opening night victory against Canisius, 88-48. We learned some things, watched some ball. Happenings at UD Arena, once again, always a sight for sore eyes. Always great to get to November and open up the college basketball season with an opening night winner for your Dayton Flyers. They still have not lost their season opener since 2004. That streak rolls on. And this game was not all that competitive, really. Dayton jumps on Canisius early, plays a very, very good first half. Mediocre second half, if we're being 100% honest, but didn't really matter. The game was never in doubt after the opening tip-off, and Dayton, your winner, 88-48. Javon Bennett, he was the straw that stirred the drink tonight. He was 8 of 10 for 20 points, dished out 2 assists, turned the ball over twice, had 2 steals, 1 of 3 from 3. You know, Javon, we know what he is, we know what he's going to be, but the thing that was intriguing to me, and I'm sure a lot of other Flyer fans out there, was what would the new guys look like? And the new guys looked pretty good, honestly. The Shane Montgomery felt like he was the de facto number two for Dayton. He finished with 16 points on 4 of 7 shooting. He made 1 3, a nice step back three in the second half, and was 7 of 8 from the line, which is something we will discuss a little bit later. 5 assists. 6 steals. You're going to see him. I think he kind of, his calling card is his defense, and he really kind of came out and showed that tonight for the Flyers. He defended well, 6 turnover, or 6 steals rather, which is half of Dayton's team total of 12th. So DeShane Montgomery made a nice first impression on Flyer fans everywhere, and he played well. Keontae Jones was the other starter. He finished with 7 points, 3 of 6 from the field. He had a 3, did not shoot a free throw, had 3 boards, finished with 4 fouls, but played 22 minutes. He was a plus 31, a good defender. He was kind of the tip of the spear for the Flyers' full court press, which they unveiled tonight, and I think is going to be a calling card for them this season. So Keontae Jones, you know, a good debut for him. Jacob Connor's back. Yeah, you know, he was on the floor. He logged some minutes. Yeah, he wasn't very good. 1 of 6 from the field. He made a 3. All of his field goal attempts were 3s. Finished with 3 rebounds. you know, it's Jacob Connor. So, yeah, you know all about him. The big baguette, Amiel Letang, 17 points, 6 of 10 shooting, made a 3, 4 of 8 from the line, 6 boards, had a block. You know, stuff pretty much what you expect from the Frenchman. And after that, you know, the bench guys, Malcolm Thomas came off the bench, Juwan Simon, Jordan Durkak, Bryce Hurd, they were your, you know, the big minute players off the bench. And then obviously the bench is emptied towards the end of the game to get to your final score, 88-48. All right. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to kind of just, I jotted down some notes while I watched the game and while I was working. I was producing the Northern Kentucky basketball game on the radio while the Flyers were playing. So doing a little bit of multitasking here, recording this at our studios after my work has completed. So the starting five tonight. Now, you know, first game, this obviously can change, and I think it will change. But your first five were Javon Bennett, DeShane Montgomery, Jones, Jacob Connor, Amiel Letang. Poor rebounding to start the game. They cleaned it up towards the end. They cleaned it up there in the second half and, you know, for the rest of the game. They finished with 33 boards. They actually ended up out-rebounding Canisius 33-31. So, but the rough start on the boards early, gave up some offensive boards. Canisius hit some shots. So that, you know, it was 9-6 after the under, you know, at the under 16 of the first half, kind of a slow, you know, slow start. But this next segment, the after the under 16 timeout is when Dayton really started to pull away. They outscored them in the segment 18-7 to lead 27-13 at the under 2. It was this point in the game when Jordan Durkak, I think I'm pronouncing his name properly. Entered the game, and you look at his box score tonight, and you know, didn't really do a lot. Sounds like he's recovering from injury, so he's a little behind everybody else in terms of you know, ramping up and where they're at. But I thought he did some good things. Had 4 assists, and 2 steals right out of the gate. Made 3 free throws. You know, did some good things. He oddly enough was the only player with a negative plus minus. But I liked what I saw from him in the limited time that he got. He played 17 minutes, and you know, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment for him as he works back from whatever injury he had. So, you know, there were some questions on whether he would actually even play tonight. So, you know, good to see him in the lineup. Good to see him playing. And, you know, I thought he did some good things on the floor without really making too much of an impact in the box score. Malcolm Thomas got some burn towards after the under 12. He gave you some good energy. Big guy, kind of a secondary big man. You know, they did some good things, and I think the team itself feels way more cohesive. Now, I'm making this observation after one game against a not very good team, but I do think that they are a more cohesive rotation. It feels like Anthony Grant has a lot more different lineups that he can put together and string together that can play in some different ways. Now, Brooks Hall made the comment before or during the game, rather, on the television broadcast that the Dayton Flyers were going to start playing more up-tempo. You know, take a drink if you've heard that before. I'll believe that when I see it. But the first half, Dayton, they looked good. The press looked good. They were getting easy looks. They were finishing around the rim. And they go in to the half up 51-27, and Canisius was 5 of 10 from 3 in the first half, which prevented it from being extremely ugly. Had Canisius not packed the 3-point ball in the first half, it would have been an ugly, ugly first half score. But Dayton goes into the locker room 51-27. Javon Bennett, 16 of his 20 points were in the first half, 7 of 8. From the field, DeShane Montgomery, 12 points in the first half, 6 team steals in the first half. You know, the full court pressure was really, really good.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
At 4-6 turnovers, all of them were steals. And Dayton only turned the ball over twice in the first half. Second half started off hot. Latong and one to start it, and a Bennett to Jones alley-oop. It was at this point when I kind of made the comment, the team seems to fit better. And then, you know, in that middle part of the second half, Dayton got pretty sloppy there. It didn't look good. It looked, you know, kind of like an Anthony Grant coach basketball team can look. And, you know, it didn't go well there for a while. Again, the game was never really in doubt. They still played with good energy on the defensive end and were still doing a lot of good things, but the offense just kind of, you know, drudged into that slop that we've seen a lot over the past couple of seasons. So, but, you know, as I said, this thing was really never in doubt. At the under eight, it was 69-41. The benches started to empty out. Freshman Damian Friary was the first, you know, bench cog to enter. And by the end of it, you know, the walk-ons and everybody got some run. And Evan Dickey from CJ, he got 2 points. So, you know, shout out to him. And everyone went home with free chicken for the missed free throws. So, all in all, a happy, happy night at UD Arena for the opener. Again, the final score, 88-48. You know, takeaways, it's hard to draw, you know, strong conclusions from how this is all going to look based off of one game against Canisius. But if they keep doing this press, and this team is probably the most athletic team Anthony Grant has had in his tenure at Dayton, they could be a pretty stingy matchup. Now, some not so good things. Well, good. Let's start with a good thing. They got to the free throw line 41 times, which is more than they probably got to the line in about a 4-game or 5-game stretch last season. The problem is that they only made 28 free throws for 68%. That's not very good. And 3-point shooting. They were 25% from 3, 6 for 24. Nobody made more than one. Jacob Connor was 1 for 6. Tong, 1 for 3. Bennett, 1 for 3. Montgomery, 1 for 4. Jones, 1 for 2. Juwan Simon made his only 3. And then Jordan Durkak was 0 for 1. And Bryce Hurd, who I think I'm good on watching take 3-pointers based off what I saw from his jump shot, both from behind the 3-point line and at the free throw line. I think I'm good on him taking 3. So the outside shooting and free throw shooting were not good. Another positive, though, they took care of the basketball, only 4 turnovers, had 12 steals, 5 blocks. As I said earlier, had 33 boards, 11 on the offensive end, only 15 total fouls. Keontae Jones was the only one in real foul trouble with 4. Finished with 17 fast break points. They were 16 for 18 on layups. 40 points in the paint, 28 off turnover, 25 points off the bench. So forced 19 turnovers. So, you know, all in all, a successful first night for the Dayton Flyers. And, you know, obviously we've seen some clunkers on opening night before. Tonight was no such thing. Dayton handles their business, cruises to an easy opening night victory, 88-48. Now, obviously, the competition will get better as we move forward. Dayton plays Cincinnati a week from the day that this podcast will be posted. So, obviously, they will be the step up in competition that Dayton will be seeing first. And they also played on Monday evening. They beat West Carolina 94-63. So they also won a laugher in their home opener. They play Georgia State on Friday before welcoming the Flyers in. Dayton's next game, of course, will be Saturday at UD Arena against the Retrievers of UMBC, of 16 seed beating a one fame over Virginia all those years ago. Okay, that's it for the game takes. Now let's discuss what this podcast is going to look like going forward. I know I trailed off towards the end of the year last season, and work got a little crazy. It got tough to record. We had a producer quit during that time, which obviously increased my workload, made it tough to schedule people to talk, to record podcasts, to even make it to games, and, you know, even at times to watch the games. So hoping this year I will have more and more time to do this. I enjoy doing this, but at the end of the day, this doesn't, it makes me very, 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 very little money, whereas my job does make me money. So the job comes first, but I'm hoping, and what I'm hoping for is for this show to continue in a new kind of format. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm hoping to do a reaction podcast after every game. Now, there might be some weekend night games where it might be on Sunday, or, you know, some of those Friday night games, it might be on Saturday. I'm hoping to do reaction podcast after every game. The real hope would be to eventually get to do those live, whether it be on YouTube, on Twitter, or X, the Everything app. That's the hope. And obviously, we will have preview podcasts as well for some of the bigger games like UC or Florida State or Marquette, or especially once we get into A-10 play. And then hopefully, we can also have some, you know, interview style podcasts where I talk to, you know, some members of the media, whether that be, you know, a national college basketball writer, a personality from a different Atlantic 10 or, you know, team we're playing podcast, or somebody connected to, you know, Dayton, whether that be a Keith Waliszkowski or a John Bedell or a Dave Jablonski. So the release schedule is going to be kind of fluid. I'm hoping to get a YouTube channel and everything started for all this, to where everything will be in one place. Obviously, if YouTube is not your thing, everything will still go up onto the podcast feeds. And hopefully we can kind of build something new and something different for how we've done this podcast in years past. And hopefully that will prevent me from getting burnt out from doing this, especially if Dayton is, you know, trailing off towards the end of the year, which let's hope doesn't happen. Let's hope Dayton just does all the right things and it's a fun season and everyone's tuned into the podcast, looking forward to the podcast, and we keep going on with our merry way. Obviously, Sully will drop in when he can. He's a very busy guy nowadays, very important fella. He'll drop in when he can, some others as well. But if you want to contribute to the podcast and, you know, be a part of this, whether that be with the microphone or helping me with the YouTube stuff, do not hesitate to reach out to me on Twitter, or, you know, email me, or find a way to get in touch with me. I'm always looking for somebody to collaborate with. It's much easier to do this with a friend. Podcasting is so much more fun to do with friends as opposed to by yourself. I'm by no means Bill Simmons when it comes to doing podcasts alone, and I'm well aware of that fact. And I'm glad that so many people still enjoy listening to these podcasts when I do it by myself. So that's pretty much all I got. That's kind of the vision for where I see this going. So we'll take it from there. We'll get this one posted, and we'll see where we're at next week when the Flyers take on UC after they play UMBC at home on Saturday. That's going to do it for me here. Just a quick, brief recap podcast for the Dayton home opener tonight against Canisius, and a little bit of a show update for everybody. So stay tuned. We will have more to come as the season progresses. But for now, we only have two rules on this show. They are wear red and they are be loud. And we will catch you next time right here on Talking Out Loud.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.